at Kilani and at Ngozmai. Someone put up, say, three corner posts, and then they draped those with plastic, and they put some small roof on. That is what we are talking about. But when you go to Chitungwiza and Harare, you are talking of houses that were built without approved plans. In Bulawayo, we do not have that. I do not know of a suburb where we have those illegal structures.
The minister also spoke about offering the affected people alternative accommodation before the demolitions. Does that apply?
Well, they did not have any proper houses per se that we have destroyed, and therefore we have to find them accommodation to replace that which we have destroyed. Now, that scenario is not there. Say we were to demolish the temporary structures, it's basically a few poles, plastics on the walls and also plastics on the roof. And then we are forced to provide them with accommodation. What that would mean is we are taking people that did not have accommodation at all, compensating them with something that is substantial.